as the North County Raiders are moving on to the championship of the Class 3 District 1 tournament. We have Rob O'Keefe, head coach of the North County Raiders, after their 3-1 win against the Farmington Knights this evening. And coach, it was, you know, a hard fought game. Both sides, it was a bit of sloppy play sometimes, but you were able to gut it out, and with the guys that you have in midfield, and especially some of the contributing players that we'll kind of talk about a little bit later. But initial thoughts after, you know, getting a win.
I told the guys, the first thing I said to them was, well, we won. But, you know, it was an ugly game at times. They did fight hard, I think, the second half a little bit more than the first half. I told them there was no way we played as well as we probably could have. We got a couple good bounces, a couple good plays from guys off our bench that we really don't count on. And some guys stepped up tonight that usually don't step up, which is a good sign. But we definitely need some of our key players contributing a little bit more going forward.
One of those guys, Peyton Cheek, got the score tied in that first half, and it was off, you know, an opportunity that usually isn't an opportunity sometimes, but when you have a guy like Grant Strausser who can get an on-target cross from about, you know, midfield or so, and you have a guy like Peyton Cheek who's in the right place at the right time, it works out.
I can't say enough about Peyton Cheek. He's been a spark plug. I'm not going to say a goal scorer this year because it's only his second goal. He always has open plays, but he panics and kind of freaks out in front of goal, but tonight he was able to, you know, put one on goal off a header, and then he got the assist too to Vickers to put us up 2-1 shortly after that. So great work by him, and then Grant stepping up as a center back today where we never put him there, but we lost John Redding against Rock Bridge in that Rock Bridge Invitational, and Grant had to step in because no one else can fill that spot for us.
Yeah, and that was interesting to see, but he really was good in that spot. And, you know, you ask seniors to kind of fill those roles sometimes, and Strausser was able to, especially against a team like Farmington who likes to counter, usually a guy who's thrown in at center back isn't ready for that, but Grant was.
Oh, I've been so lucky to have these past 4 years now to have players that I can take anywhere and move them somewhere. And I just put great soccer players where we need them most. Last year with David Benales going from forward to midfield, he ended up being center back. This year, Grant's had to move around. When time calls, I just know I can rely on a few players, and Grant stepped up today. Wasn't happy about it, but had to put him back there at center back.
Yeah. Applebee's player of the game, Brant Vickers, the two goals tonight, one of them that put you ahead initially off the header, as you mentioned, from Cheek on kind of a similar play that he scored on too, and then the chip from about 45 yards out, just heads-up plays from players that are in those situations from time to time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was screaming at him to put that on frame because the goalie was out and everyone was, so he got his head up and made a good shot. He did get the two goals, but I think I told him after this game, I know he can play better. He knows he can play better. The two goals are fantastic and great, but and he has games where he plays absolutely phenomenal. He gets goals for us, and then games where he kind of loses his head. He had to move into the center mid today. He's usually an outside mid, so a little more compact for him, but he handles himself well now, and he's a finisher. Like I said before the game, that we find goals, and we always do manage to find a couple goals every game.
Shelby Lee tonight, most of his work was in the second half. Farmington started getting some of those shots off and on goal, but Lee, especially on Smigala, on a play that I believe where Smigala had, you know, a running start at it, and he had to come off his line a little bit. It's tough when you have to cut off that angle a little bit more and you're unsure whether the touch is going to get to you or not, but Lee made all the right reads, it looked like, today.
Oh, and he was unsure on that one. He came out full sprint, and then he kind of second-guessed himself and started running backwards. He made up for it on that play with a really good save. And Shelby's been kind of unlucky this year to get a defense that kind of gives a lot of one-on-ones. And the goals against don't really reflect the goalie he is, like the 7-goal game against Gateway Science or the 5-goal game. He's a better goalie than what it's shown in the stats. He can make the big save, but a lot of the goals this year are just one-on-ones down the middle like that, and he made some big plays today, and we had Moussa Dunlap and Grant Strausser and a couple other players run down people from behind a few times to help him out, too, on those 1v1s.
Well, moving on now to Wednesday night, a Cape Central team that initially had on the schedule, they had to cancel the game, but now you end up playing the game in the district championship coming up, a team that's you know, and you kind of look at common opponents a little bit, but Cape Central has kind of shown some and gotten some attention from, you know, some of the coaches from outside the state and have gotten votes in the poll. But how do you kind of relay a message to your team as to, you know, trying to upset a one seed like Cape Central based on what you might know about them?
Oh, well, upsetting a one seed. There's still some guys left, Grant Musset, who were actually on it when we were a two seed against Farmington and won that game. So we have some leadership to deal with that, who've been there before. You're right, we didn't play Cape this year, and I really wanted to personally just to see what they were like. That's why we showed up here to watch their entire first game, got here right at the game start, just to see how they played. And they're fast up top. That's going to be something we have to deal with. They're number 10, they're forwards, they're really quick, they're wide players. They're going to be a handful. We're probably going to have to rearrange some pieces, especially with John Redding out. But it should be a good game. I'm hoping for our guys to come out and they'll fight. But we definitely got to deal with their speed, which is something we've had problems with in the past, is dealing with really quick forwards. So we're going to have to come up with something to kind of counterattack that.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. Congrats on the win tonight, Coach.
Oh, thank you very much. No problem.
All right. Rob O'Keefe, head coach of the North County Raiders, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll be back right after this to wrap it up on AM 800 KREI.